to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past and every other week land, my name is the Reverend Rory Dowd. I am joined, as always, by my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I would like to have you join me in welcoming Nuke Vegas.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's been a couple weeks. Sorry about that last week. There was some unforeseen circumstances. Right, Rick?
Your mother's a whore.
What's that, Rick?
I'm sorry. I said, yeah, it's my fault.
So you are the man of of many wounds?
His and hernia.
His and hernia. Oh, that was...
Does your hernia
that even get
hurt
you?
It didn't. It didn't before the doctor did something to it, and then it did.
Then it hurt a lot.
Yeah, as we recall in the previous episode, Rick had a hernia.
Yep.
Remember how fun that was?
Went to surgery. Yeah. That's why we had to cancel last week.
Remember that time?
Yeah, so I had surgery, and the doctor was like, well, fuck, this is going to get better in 3 days. It was laparoscopic. Yeah, that's exactly what it, my doctor's pretty cool. He told me, he's like,
shh, don't struggle.
That's what he told you.
And you're going to feel a little tug. He told me lots of bad stories about doing hernias on fat guys. Hernias on fat guys is tough. But he did the hernia surgery.
Watch out for that, Jerry.
Right.
Well, that's supposed to be.
Made it sound like big fat guys. And they pump your stomach up full of air.
Fat, dude.
Not air, but CO2 when they do it. And he says, we try to squeeze out all the gas afterwards, but sometimes we can't get all the gas out, and it goes in your ball sack.
Ugh.
Right. As one of the
and what do they
stories.
Do? Have to cool do doctor. They have to, like, aspirate it?
What happened to
he
your
said,
balls,
your body eventually absorbs it, and it's okay. That did not happen to me, but I thought it was a funny story. And, and he said people, like, get in the bathtub and their balls float. Wouldn't that be awesome?
My balls float in the bathtub anyways.
So your balls are fine?
Yeah. When I sit on the toilet, they don't exactly drop to the bottom.
Right, but that water is cold.
Yeah. Tell me.
Splashback.
No, my balls were not okay. So this is the thing. He told me that the surgery was going to be fine. He said it was going to go great and that I would be better from the surgery within 3 days, which turns out was true. Like the actual like holes that they punched in my stomach to put the camera in and do all the stuff, that all got better within 3 days. I had the surgery on Wednesday. I thought, fuck, I'll be great by Monday. We don't have to cancel the show. It'll be fine. And he said, you can't lift anything. Somebody's going to have to help me carry all the bullshit to get the show set up, but we can still do it. 3 days after the surgery, my right nut swelled up twice the size of my other nut, and I couldn't fucking walk
there you go.
Or do anything.
Yeah.
And no
not
fun
good.
At all. It was more like,
oh, Jesus!
It was horrific. It was really bad. And I couldn't move. I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything. Getting around was really difficult. I walked like an old man, which makes me wonder if old men's balls hurt.
I bet they do. They looks like they
They've been swole for 50 years.
So if you hated me on this show and you were praying that one of my testicles would swell up to twice its normal size and I would be in terrible testicular pain, then, you know, you got your wish.
Or you're just a really bad friend who laughs at your pain.
You know who
you're talking directly to Rory, okay?
Because
I don't think any of our listeners want you to have
I bet
that
one or
pain.
Two of them do.
Yeah, one of them's like, who is that faggot with the fucking sound effects, you know?
Or fucking...
forget all my business. Now I'm getting punished.
Everybody
for that.
Hates that.
So whoever had a needle,
Muslims.
No, this is what you got for not believing me when I had appendicitis. This is what you get for not believing me.
Like, I think I have appendicitis.
You've just got the flu, faggot.
You're gonna fart when we're at the hospital and everything's gonna be fine, you dick. And then he did have appendicitis.
45 minutes later, they've got me getting a sonogram going, we need to put you in surgery right now.
Jesus Christ. And then, next thing you know, I'm down in the chapel praying for my brother Rory. Pretty funny. So, that's what happened, you guys. I'm really sorry. It was unforeseen that I wouldn't be able to walk because my ball would be huge.
And we were supposed to have weapons of mass creation on, so we apologize
Sorry.
To you.
Sorry, sucks. I did catch you guys at Made in Reno
Rick's
last weekend.
Rick's balls are more important.
Only sometimes.
this time.
To the guys of Weapons, who I know at least some have listened to the show, I saw you guys at Made in Reno last weekend. It was a great fucking set. Can't wait to have you on.
Cool, yeah.
Call me.
We'll reschedule.
Baby.
Rick's balls, I'm sorry.
And Rick, you're also fucking up the show next week, aren't you?
And right after all this bullshit.
Real quick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to my fucking family. Visit my family for...
Everybody, just so you know, next week we're also blacking out.
And I'm sorry. It's my fault again. So put another needle in the Rick's voodoo doll crotch because I am fucking up the show again. So yeah, I gotta go to my family. And my sister decided we're going to stay Monday and Tuesday and not just the weekend.
It's a family thing for
Easter, you know. I never get to see my family.
Make sure you tell your sister how you're fucking up everything.
Right.
And we know how much you love the Lord. So.
Amen. And my
Easter is an important day for Rick.
Dude, we're going to go check out Catholic Mass with my grandparents.
It's the day Jesus rises from the dead and eats all the bunnies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and craps out so Easter
cool.
eggs.
Yeah.
Jesus is way cool, Rick. Great zombie Jesus.
No wonder
Jesus.
There are so many Christians.
We have to hide ourselves from the great zombie Jesus with loads of candy.
He's coming back.
Leader of the zombies.
He's coming back for you. Yes. Okay, so there. That's all my bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm fucking up the show. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
But we might try to have a best of. No promises, folks, but we'll try to have a best
of. We're going to work on it. Yeah. Speaking of working on it, Chewy, Mr. Working Man, what do you got? What happened to you?
I've just been working.
Yeah.
Wow. You working at the Reno Tahoe Airport, right?
Dude, what was that, like 10 minutes? I got like these two things I want to say.
Well, I'm talking about what I got going on next weekend.
Oh, I thought you were saying...
I've been raising my family.
All right, well, screw you then. Moving on, Nick.
You know, working.
How's your baby, man?
My baby's beautiful. Yeah. Gorgeous.
I just saw a picture of her puking. Yeah.
She wasn't puking. She was eating green beans.
Spitting food out.
Yeah, like kids.
It was adorable.
Yeah, she was cute. She is cute.
You know, kids don't really track with our demographic, guys.
So,
mine does.
Nick. No, mine does. Rick, play a sample.
I'm an A.
Yeah, we were all about the children. But kids, if you listen to the show, your parents are bad people. So.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're under 18, you really shouldn't listen to the show and share it with all your friends.
No, it's not safe for human consumption.
No, you really shouldn't be listening and enjoying this on the weekends.
Yeah. I know.
Don't tell your friends how rad it is or anything like that either.
I had a crazy 2 weeks. Here's what happened. I went and saw the Shame CD release party. Right?
I did that too.
I missed that because of the fucking hernia surgery, goddammit. I wanted to be there so bad.
It was packed at the 3rd Street Bar.
Cathedral Ghost was pretty ripping too.
Very cool.
Yeah. CD sounds great too, Rick.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, okay, absolutely.
It sounds wonderful.
Rick, That is a good CD there.
Is the
Dogwater Cherry
I've listened to it like
Cherry Bear
four or five
production.
Times already?
I have a question that I probably shouldn't bring up.
What?
Huh. Is the order of the songs on the outside the same as the order of the songs on the disc?
No.
But there is a correction.
There's an insert in the CD that says, hey, you own a Rare Shame CD that is actually listed wrong. So here's the correct listing. So it was an insert.
It's a rarity now.
Yeah. Okay. If you own that, you own the first ones that came out.
I spotted that afterwards. Yeah. I have nothing to do with the there I go, throwing somebody under the bus just now. I didn't say that. I absolutely love it. I'm happy to be a part of such a rare
The packaging object. Is awesome. It's just incorrect.
Right. Well, then all the songs are on it. They're just in a slightly different order.
Yep.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah. Well, I think we can
So that was super fun. And I really enjoyed that. I got a video out of it. I put out I Like You. It's a shorter than 2 minute song. I Like You by the Shames. Easy to make a video off of, and it's all from the CD release party. So go check that out
cool.
on YouTube. Astronaut 69 spelled Astro NOT 69.
Nick's personal
on
channel.
YouTube, and watch my channel and check out the new Shames CD video. It's similar to my new Liver Scars video. Scene Missing is like a minute and a half song, but making a video for a minute and a half song is a lot
easier. Little Marty Scorsese of bands now.
Well, I'm having a good time with my new camera and doing shit like that and utilizing that internet. Which
while I was sick, I got to enjoy some of Andy Warhol's movies.
Really?
And it was horrific. I mean, it was really stupid. It was like bad porno. It was like watching tweakers on film for 2 hours. And those are considered great films. Like, look at what he was trying to do and all this artistic. But your stuff is far better.
Thank you, man.
So
Rick says I'm better than Andy Warhol.
Amen.
Hey, hey now.
Wow. I thought I was just coming into the show, going to do my little, you know, plugs and not get complimented like that. Jesus.
He's blushing, everyone.
I am blushing, Rick. Thank you.
You rule.
Warhol was overrated.
So another video really I shot, the Merman, was last Thursday. The Merman from San Francisco, psychedelic surf. Super awesome at Jub Jub's. I got a video up, so check that out. Then we were at the Gorilla production show on the same day as Felix and Maya's birthday, because they're April Fools. So on the 31st, before midnight, we went out and saw Los Pistoleros, Reno We Have a Problem, Spike and Jackson, The Canes, Memory Motel, and some other bands that I can't remember right now. But it was really awesome. And basically, that's what I did the last 2 weeks.
Hey, don't forget to check the Pinky link, pinkypolanski.com.
Yeah, speaking of Felix, thank you, sir. I'm drinking one of your Coors Lights right now.
He rules.
Yeah. Ish. So. Sometimes.
That was my last 2 weeks in a nutshell.
Way to get through that with a minimum amount of pain for all. That was way better than Dear Journal.
Yeah, Journal.
Journal died a fiery death.
Yeah, we got to let that go.
It was nice while it lasted.
I really liked the music bed you always picked for it, too.
That always took me like 20 minutes. Favorites. What would be the perfect thing I can put under this?
Toy Box Cure. It's very cool stuff.
I'll just say I went out a bunch of I had a great week. I'm having a great time the last couple weeks. Like, fuck it, man. I'm just having a blast. I went to Made in Reno, saw a bunch of fantastic bands over at the Underground and Treehouse, and it was a great night. Just it was killer.
Was it like 12 bands there?
Something like that. Like Hardways headlined. We had friends of the show, the Hardways.
Episodes past, yes.
Also, who else was there? Christy. Christy and Lacey played together. Yeah.
They got a new thing going.
Yeah.
Sexually.
You know, I couldn't really think of two people. Nice. I couldn't think of two girls musically connected
They were really strong. They were super good.
Like Indigo Girls, watch out.
Sexually.
Oh, let's see. Who else was there? Weapons of Mass Creation, Knowledge is Power, Crush.
No, Knowledge.
Or Knowledge is Power. Or Knowledge is...
Knowledge Lives Forever.
Knowledge Lives Forever. Nice. They were fucking... They killed it. Yeah. Yeah. Really, it was a night of everybody killing it. Cecil McCumber was there.
I don't know who that is.
Max Volume.
I know
they like everybody killed it. It was a really great night.
Cool.
And then Saturday, I went over to the White Party at Salon 7, which was
a lot of white people there.
some
have fun at your White Panther party.
Was it a whites only party?
White clothes got you the free booze for cheaper.
Oh,
yeah, it was a charity event.
It's a fashion thing, not a racist thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I support that.
It was, in fact, a fashion show at a hair salon.
So there was a lot of white people.
But there was a lot of free booze, and I had a great time. And ended up bartending by the end of the night.
All right. Celebrity bartender.
Because that's what I
down.
Do. Exactly. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. I had a great weekend, great time, and lots of partying. And then it's Monday now, so I get to do the show. So the party's not exactly over this week. And here we are, yeah.
Right on, with our friends Nuke Vegas.
There's people here?
There are people in this room, actually.
No way.
We have with us James, Ben, Dee, Jesse, and Charles from Nuke Vegas. How you doing, guys?
Very good. Fantastic.
Great.
Let's all go around the room. We got James on vocals.
Yeah.
Say a little
This
song.
Is so everybody
say hi,
knows what you
so
sound like.
So they can
like.
Hear what your voice sounds
What's
like.
What's up, everybody?
He's, of course, is the vocalist. Being the quietest one. Yeah.
Charles on the guitar.
A man of many words, I must say.
Right on.
Ben.
Yes, I play guitar also.
That is Ben's voice.
And he does seem to be the internet contact point as well.
Yes, that's me.
He's the everything contact.
He's the most famous of all of us.
Sexually.
Look at that fucking thing.
Yeah, I know. Those chops are. Yeah. That stash is.
It's a hell of a mustache.
You'll see
me
legendary.
Make up motherfucking shit on this.
Yeah. It's got Felix beat. He had that for a while. He just cut it off.
Yeah, he cut off his chops.
He wasn't even that good, though.
So, D, say something against.
I'm not nothing against Felix.
There's
mustache,
D for you.
That's me.
That's D. We just want to acknowledge your voice. Jesse on drums.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Sweet.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
So this is Nuke Vegas.
Nuke Vegas. So how long have you been in Reno as a Reno band?
Probably, I think it's been a year now. We started March, I think, last year.
Right on.
Did you set out to capitalize on the Vegas hate?
On the Vegas hate.
Well, you know, because people always say,
hate for
well,
Vegas
people always say,
town.
Do you
fuck
hate
Vegas?
People always say, do you hate California? I'm like, well, yeah, we do, but we don't hate them as much as we hate Vegas.
But we're talking about we're talking about Vegas, Minnesota.
Oh, so, gotcha.
Well, nuke Vegas or give them to California.
One yeah, I trade yeah, them yeah. for can the other half of Tahoe. Vegas
I was just out. Thinking that for the other half of Tahoe, that California can have all of Clark County.
Clark County, yeah.
Just give us all of the fucking lake. Yep.
Wouldn't be a fair trade, though.
No, we got way better deal there. Yeah.
We live all towns in Nevada.
Amen.
Yeah, of course.
But if you had to get rid of
on the northern side,
if you had to get rid of one town in Nevada, though, what?
I mean, Nuke Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take
City.
Dude, I'll take Mina over Vegas.
Mina.
Mina rules.
Carlin.
Carlin's actually kind of a shithole. New no offense, Carlin. I love you.
Can you guys change the name to New Carlin?
Put in consideration.
Do you guys have? Were you from any other bands that we might have known?
Yeah, me and the guitar player Charles were from Cut Pile on the drum.
Yeah, yeah. With the K.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Cut Pile stickers around still.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, it was a
construction all the time.
Well done.
This one's more. I mean, it's still got a hard edge, but it's more rock based.
Well,
less
we kind of
metal.
We played ruthless metal for well, I don't know, it's not death metal or anything, but pretty ruthless metal for like 8 or 9 years probably, and we got old and we got sick of playing metal,
kind
of
mellowed out a little bit.
Yeah, you know, so we went and kind of went a different direction.
Play better, not faster.
Yeah. it's a lot more fun now. You know, so
that's cool.
Right on. Yeah. Well, do you guys want to throw up a song right at the top here?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's hear a little bit of your music. Let's, Jesse, get the fuck out.
Drummer to the drum room. Drummer to the drum room.
Straight to the throne.
And if there's a delivery order in your pager, tell them to wait.
What's this song about?
Everybody talk shit before he gets to the song.
Fuck shit, fuck. Hey, Jesse, get me a beer from the fridge while you're out there.
Hey, you know anybody that got
a beer, man?
Good call.
You know anybody that got a unicorn tattoo lately?
Here's a beer, pass it down.
Who would get a unicorn tattoo?
I don't know who would get a unicorn tattoo.
That would be just
We know a dude who has a unicorn tattoo.
I do, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Weird.
Two unicorns.
Wow.
With lasers.
That's like one of the coolest
tattoos I ever saw.
How about a zombie unicorn?
High elephant rifle.
Zombie unicorn's even better. I would
it.
Totally get that.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a great
What's
idea.
This song
My
about?
Daughter loves unicorns. I love zombies. Right.
So it was originally a My Little Pony, if it makes it any better.
Brony.
My Little Brony.
Fucking brony.
How many people have been late because they were getting a unicorn tattoo?
I wasn't fucking late.
Very few. That's a small club, man.
I swear to God, I fucking drove to like Spanish Springs or something.
Right? What do you want to sing, James?
What are we doing?
I don't know. What do you want to play first?
We came prepared.
I love this part of the show.
Yeah.
Let's do Paradox first, then.
Okay. We're south of heaven? All right, whatever.
South of heaven.
pretty tight, you
I'm
guys.
I'm fucking glad we set up them drums.
Yeah.
That was really rad. Yeah, that was
good. Worth the work.
I liked it. Definitely.
Very nice, very nice.
Very cool.
I would like to remind all of you out there in radio, fake radio land, that this next segment of our show is brought to you by our good friends at Stingray Tattoo. Stingray Tattoo.
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
And don't be afraid. And don't be afraid to go over and stop by and check out Stingray over on Wells Avenue. They've been given the outside a facelift. And they're always doing a lot of customer appreciation stuff. It's summertime. There's going to be barbecues. There's going to be contests to win free tattoos or gift certificates. So check out the website. Check out the shop. Everybody's great over there. It's a big family on the south side
of
town.
Love you, Stingray.
Yeah.
Absolutely. These guys are great.
Who said that?
So, Nuke Vegas. Why did you name the band Nuke Vegas?
That's not a question.
Yeah,
for me.
We're kind of transplants, so that would have to be. Yeah.
Because everybody says that Reno's a mini Vegas, and I say, fuck you.
Yeah, I don't.
No way. Reno's
more like a mini Austin
than Vegas.
It's our personal South Park. our cozy little mountain town where fucked up shit happens all the time.
Well, yeah, they didn't make a show about Vegas. They made a show about Reno.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. About Reno just kicks ass.
Nice.
Well, that's because Vegas had CSI.
Yeah, they eventually made like five or six different shows.
A real TV show.
A real TV show that makes them look good.
Right. But, yeah, no, I'm down with it. So, I don't know where I was going with that thought. Where's your favorite place to play in town?
I would say so far.
Won't make you say what your least favorite place
that's
to play
the more
is.
Interesting question.
It is the more. If you want to throw that out there, go right ahead.
What place sucks?
Yeah.
I did a little homework.
And you can say my house.
I did a little homework. These guys played the Knit.
Yeah.
They play like all the big joints.
That's definitely a sweet. Yeah.
The Knit was fun.
A sweet place to play. I like the Alley, though.
Alley was fun, too.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
Good sound there.
They got great sound.
Yeah, Mike.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mike. Mike over there, he's a rad dude. Yeah, he's in them Sons of Bitches and Saddle Tramps.
Yeah.
The drummer, yeah.
I can say me personally, I really, really hate Knuckleheads.
Oh, nice. I voted that as the worst place to play as well.
Dude, you're the second band to say that.
Well, we played there like between two bands probably like four times, and probably there's been a total of 35 people between four shows.
Right.
Wow.
Jesus. Not even 35 cool people.
Yeah, but that was right.
And that's counting some of them twice at different shows. Yeah. And the bartender. Yeah.
You know, another good place is what they did with Jethro's in Gardnerville.
Oh, they made a whole separate.
Yeah, they
room.
Made a whole
Gardnerville.
A whole venue
we hardly there. Ever talk about Gardnerville.
Yeah,
see, those
what
kids
up,
don't
what
ever
up
get
Gardnerville?
Cool shows or
Rothen,
yeah.
So that's where we're from.
We should go play there because they're hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. My mother-in-law's down there.
Yeah, the best shows.
Yeah, they don't get much down there, especially on the ranch.
Gardnerville.
You know, a lot of people live down there. There's got to be some talent down there. There should be some clubs opening up in Gardnerville at some point.
No.
Have you ever driven through there like 8:30 at night?
They go play the big shows at Carson.
Typically, if I'm in Gardnerville, it's 8:30 in the morning and I'm on my way to work.
Right.
It's the same either way.
So who was in Seasons of Insanity?
No one here.
Okay, wait. I'm looking at your detailed info.
Oh, he's looking at your Facebook on his fancy little.
Oh, those are people. Those are your homies. Seasons of Insanity's your homies, right? Because it says here on your page that you like
you like them on Facebook.
Yes,
they must be your
we
best
do.
Friend.
Okay, wait. They're friends on Facebook. Yes, we know them very well. They're great people.
We had them as guests, like they were past guests.
Yeah, yeah.
The Reagan Years, who we need
guys.
To get on the show.
Yeah, I need to write that down.
Miscreated and Nightfall.
But not right now.
Not to mention Ozzy, Guns N' Roses, Alice in Chains, and all that.
Of course.
Yeah, I bet you're tight with Ozzy.
Yes. Ozzy's from Garden.
How's Lemmy doing?
Lemmy Kilmister, great.
Yeah.
I like his short shorts. They crack me up, dude. He's just a fucking. He's a laugh riot.
If I have to see one of your nuts during a wardrobe, it's not happening.
There that gets a bell.
Bing!
I feel like I'm next in line for something.
Oh, you are.
Oh, you're free to move about the
cockpit.
My upright tray table is not in the right position.
She's going to come get your ass. How'd you guys all meet? Like, what did it take
actually,
to get this together?
Well,
feel that
we were looking for...
The whole band started about...
Wait, say your names and stuff. So
James. This is James. I'm the singer. The band started about 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's close to 3 years ago.
And
yeah.
Ben was actually... he had an ad up on Craigslist that... that I replied to, and so we started playing for maybe a year and a half.
Nice. You with the founders.
Ben yeah. and we had another
Craigslist
time.
Making magic happen.
Yeah.
Internet.
Yes. Well, it brought a lot of crazy people first before James showed up.
Sure. So, yeah.
So, yeah. That's why I met everybody at Denny's. Nobody's coming to my house until I know you.
Smart man.
Moon's over at Miami all the way.
Yes,
back.
That's right. Yeah, and one singer, he wanted to get up and stand on the table and show me what he can do, so...
Awesome.
Yeah. We were like, no, thanks. Yeah, in Denny's. He's like, I could scream for you right now.
I can scream really loud.
Yeah.
My voice sounds better when I'm on a lot of meth.
Like my daughter a couple weeks back, or, you know, months back, we were watching the Super Bowl, and she sees Madonna and turns to us at the end of the show and goes, Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be a good singer so I can sing louder than Madonna.
Wow.
So, she does. So in my kids' world, louder is better. And I'm okay with that.
Loud is good. Actually. Yeah, loud is good.
Loud is good. But I have to say, turning your songs into acoustic was pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. I do want to point that out. Nice. You guys are not normally an acoustic band.
No.
First time.
No. Is it like blazing guitars? And
I didn't even know any of us owned an acoustic guitar.
I don't. This isn't mine. This is my girlfriend's guitar. So
we didn't really prepare. We just kind of...
Neither did we. It's
switch
okay.
guitars.
Yeah.
And we're like, that's good. Good enough.
Yeah, welcome to the studio.
Don't bring drums, bring drums. I think it sounds better with the drums, though.
No, that was a good choice.
Yeah.
Drums
sound great.
Sometimes bongos get
the drummer
annoying.
Always says that.
Yeah. But then we don't have to kick him out of the room when we want you to play another song.
But it starts looking like it. This is nice.
We only talk shit till you get your headphones and we stop, dude.
Yeah.
No, I heard
we respect you.
If you heard us, you didn't bring back any beer.
No.
Yeah.
No. We heard you.
Right on. So,
You two were first, and then who? Then me, and then these two?
Yeah, basically, our story is kind of the same as his. You know, we were originally looking for. We'd had some issues with Cut Pile, and we were looking for a couple members, you know. And
replacements.
Yeah, I found these guys' ad, and then, you know, they were just looking for a drummer at the time, actually.
I weaseled my way in.
Well, I told them, you know, playing together for 10 years, you know. We just kind of have we're tight, you know.
Yeah,
so I told them, well, hey, is it cool if I bring my buddy up with me? And that's kind of how the first night, man, we just fucking clicked. I mean, it was like instantly.
Yeah, it clicks, you know.
Yeah, we were lucky enough with Cut Pile. I mean, we got a lot of publicity in the 7-8 years. We really did a good job with promoting and all that. And this band feels a lot like that at the beginning.
Very cool.
You know, the energy, the people we do play in front of are hooked instantly, you know. So it's
We actually
it's cool.
want to go to band practice.
Yeah, exactly. There's a big one. We actually enjoy being there.
You can make it once a week or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah. And not just, when it's like you want to show up.
Yeah, there's a huge
not like this show.
God, tell me about it. I fucking missed last week
Monday
so bad,
again.
Dude.
Me too.
I just gotta be honest, man. I missed it.
I would have rather been doing the show.
Yeah. Yep. Shit didn't have any balls
clutching my testicles, right?
I'm just gonna lay here and pretend it doesn't exist.
Don't think about the nuts. I'm sorry, this isn't about me.
It always is, fag. Let's go for another song, and then the quiz.
Yeah, we set up a lot of this shit.
We got
to
do another song.
Yeah, sorry, I heard there was no math test on this.
There is no math test, but there is a quiz.
Oh, there is.
You will be scored.
It's not hard math.
Sexually.
You'll be graded, analyzed, and judged.
Is it like true and false?
Sort of.
Multiple choice.
I'll get at least half of them right. Yep.
Some of your answers will be true. So
what are we playing
now? False.
We want to do next.
That was fucking adorable.
Sorry, and it's not me. It's the RE20 that makes it nice.
It sounds fucking good.
Yeah.
It's got a good reverb.
Yeah, no, if you ever want to mic Charles, belch.
Which
yeah.
one you want to do, Charles?
Don't ask me, dude. Oh. I'm the wrong dude to ask.
The wrong one to ask.
Do you want to play?
Well, let's do Spasm.
Think of two songs.
Two songs?
Two
think
songs.
Of, think of two songs right now in your head. Two that you might play right now.
Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Two.
Well, if you know that one, I'll...
There you go.
Spasm's the one.
Okay. Didn't we just play that? Oh, no.
No. That was earlier. That was this earlier. Is now.
When I showed up on time.
We were all here on time. What, this is a well, smooth, oiled operating machine.
For show.
Feels like the whole world.
Yeah.
Nice fucking getting awesome. Fast at the end. Fucking A.
Oh, look. More beer.
More just beer.
Like that. He's like motherfucking
Nick's
Santa
the beer
Claus.
Fairy.
I'll take
a six pack.
Keep them coming.
So that's pretty tight. You're shredding that acoustic guitar up over there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm not used to playing acoustical.
You wouldn't know it. You sound rad.
Yeah.
Then again, I can't play guitar, so I'm impressed by anything.
He just started last week, so.
Yeah. Right. Just picked it up.
Yeah. He's doing okay.
Beginner's luck.
He started it out on the xylophone.
Yeah, that only lasted about 2 days, though.
It was a beautiful thing when you were hauling that thing around everywhere.
Yeah.
The multicolored keys.
Yeah, the xylophone's kind of a pain in the ass.
It's a massive trip.
Which is so big, it doesn't really fit in a case that well.
Don't talk poorly about the xylophone.
Say what you will about Jesus, but leave the xylophone.
And the xylophone doesn't have its own day.
All right, Nick's almost back into place here.
Okay. I forgot. We've got Nick's barricaded behind like six microphones. Huh?
Yeah, it's a gauntlet.
It's kind of tight quarters in here.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
It's a big show, folks. I hope you enjoy all the pain worried in
about
the ass.
I'm worried about the guests more than I am about us.
There's nine motherfuckers on the mic today. That's crazy. That's a crazy show.
One motherfucker.
Two motherfucker.
All right. Before we get to the quiz,
she shouldn't have a kid.
Before we get to the quiz, I want to remind everybody the new Reno Tahoe Tonight came out today. You can get it online or at a number of venues near you.
Oliver X.
Oliver X, yeah.
It's a fun drinking game. Open the Reno Tahoe Tonight and take a drink every time you read somebody's name you know. You will be
trashed by
the end of that magazine.
It's a great glossy Reno zine that doesn't give a fuck. So yeah, please check it out.
Awesome.
It covers a lot of great stuff going on in town that doesn't always get picked up.
Photography and art.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to look at.
High gloss, you know, really top-notch production there.
So please check it out, pick it up, and maybe one of these days you'll see my name in it. But who knows?
You already did. We were even in it.
Well, yeah, no, I mean like a byline.
I saw your name in it like 10 times.
Oh, you mean
like
you.
I saw your picture in
I'm gonna
it.
I'm going
to
try to write
you
something.
When we had our show on and just Rory's in the picture, but okay.
Well, I'm the prettiest one.
Lead singer syndrome. Do you get that a lot? Do everybody want to talk to you because you're the lead singer?
No. Whatever.
Well, that's what happens with Rory here. He's like the...
But I also run around and tell people I'm important, you should talk to me. I'm important, you
that's
should
true.
Talk to me. So
he does. He says that all the
There's
time.
There's a reason
that's
you
a quote.
Drive the
yeah.
ship here at WOP.
All right. So, Rick, cue me up some quiz tune.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
I love that drop.
All right, gents. This is the worst little quiz in the world, which I'm going to ask you a few questions and score you randomly based upon your answers. And in the end, somebody will win a special prize, otherwise known as a hearty handshake. Without much further ado.
Hearty hand what?
It's like a rusty trombone, only with a handshake.
No, that's Rick's prize. I don't give out that prize.
If any of you are up for it, I'm down.
Yuck.
All right, James, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
We had this conversation the other day.
Swear to God. Listeners, huh?
Guess who lost?
D gets a bonus 5 points.
Okay, with who again?
Lover, brother, or mother. Who do you cannibalize
lover,
first trapped on a desert island?
Or mother.
He has a lot of lovers.
It's the quiet ones you got to look out for.
Yeah.
I might start with myself first.
Masturbator. First, I'd eat my arm.
Zero.
Charles,
the greatest love of all. I'm just saying.
Lover, brother, or mother? Who do you cannibalize first?
Ooh. Well, I love my mom.
Okay.
And, I love your mom too, buddy.
I was keeping you up for that one.
Usually on Thursdays.
And, if I'm on a desert island, I got to have something to do, right? So probably it's going to have to be my brother, I think.
Good reasoning. I like that. I like
choice.
That
good
logic.
Call, good call. Yeah. Good call. Good answer.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like that a little bit?
Well, that's my answer as well, my brother, yes.
Okay, you get slightly less points because, well, you're copying.
Because he already.
Yes. Yeah.
Embellishment is,
well,
yes,
I thought that before you said it, if that counts. But.
D?
Can I count Charles as my brother?
Sure.
I would eat his fucking ass because he was a delicious piece of meat.
Being specific also gets you extra points on that.
Can.
Yeah.
Can the mother on the island be Charles's mother? Because I'd like to eat her.
What if my mother is your lover?
Can I change my answer?
Well, there you go. Yeah, Charles's mother can be on the island because she. If she,
then it's
your
my lover.
Oh, good answer. Good answer. Coming up next, Jesse. How often do you masturbate?
Oh,
God. Well, at least once a day.
Okay, okay.
He was missing for about 5 minutes
earlier.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Right.
It's cleaning out the pipes, maintenance. Right. You know,
it's right. Good. It's good for your heart too.
I'm masturbating right now.
He is. Oh, it's kind of creepy.
Bonus point. We were gonna not say anything, but since you brought it up,
this
away?
Is radio. You know?
It's all right though, because he's got a beer box on his head.
We're all bros. Yeah. That ain't gay. It's just bromo.
I didn't come with the beer box. I came when I got here.
Not that being gay is bad, Rick. I'm just saying.
Nothing wrong with that. Ben?
I'll say once a week.
Ooh, once a week.
Jesus Christ.
Good answer. Good answer.
A man
not as healthy as
you. You have a lot of free time.
Crazy.
Or just he's a big nerd.
Nerds jack off more.
Wait,
he
does it once a week, but it takes 14 hours to do it.
And a large bucket.
It's quality. Charles.
I don't know. I'd have to say probably that's part of the daily ritual, you know?
It's got to be.
Yeah, daily ritual. Yeah.
Do we call that average? I think we call that average, right?
I think so.
Sure, you can.
Yeah, 5 times a day is excessive, but once a day is normal.
And once a week is ridiculous.
That's excessive also. Does it depend on what's on TV?
I know what you're talking
about. When
the
Biggest Loser's on, I can't miss it.
I gotta get me
shake
some
weight. Shake weight.
And James.
This music is fucking awesome.
I'd say 5 days a week.
Yeah. 5 days a week? All right.
Nice.
It's a good average. Good average.
Yeah, that's healthy.
Yeah.
What was the answer?
5 days. 5 out of 7.
You
want
to fight
five
the prostate
seven.
Cancer. You know?
We'll mix it up a little. Charles here. In all of history, who would you have a fist fight with?
Ooh, wow,
who would you pick
question.
A fight with?
That's putting me on the spot.
So many to choose from.
Anybody in history. Random guy, celebrity, historical figure, doesn't matter.
Historical figure. This better be good.
Wow. I don't.
Anybody.
I don't fight people though. You know, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah. But you say know, you had to have a. Well,
hey, you want to just take Duch's pick? His would be Abe Lincoln.
I'm down with Abe.
You're down with
big
Abe.
Ranging motherfucker.
Why are you going to kick his ass?
I'm
if
not.
You're down
I'm
with
not
Abe.
Take a goose thing on that one. I don't know.
We'll go with D next. D, who would you pick a fight with?
Could we change the word fight to something else?
Who'd you punch in the face?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No.
For a name like Nuke Vegas, you guys are pussies.
Right?
Just fight somebody, right?
So many people.
And that's coming
so
from
many.
A bitch.
Whoa.
Ronald McDonald? Good choice.
Yeah!
I like it. That's a good answer.
Speaking of bitches.
My second guess was Rainbow Bright.
Also acceptable. Also acceptable.
I think I like one a little better.
James, we'll go with you. You're the quiet one. You have to have a lot of pent-up rage.
He's quiet. He's singing.
Yeah, I think instead of just a fight, it'd kind of be an all-out war.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Everybody,
there you go.
I got a lot of, you know, anger to go around, you know. I swear to God,
I didn't know it was your mom.
All of Las Vegas? Is that what you're saying?
All of Las Vegas?
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Hey, dude, that's awesome.
Nuke him.
Also an acceptable answer. Ben.
Bob Saget.
Nice!
I like that.
Very good.
He deserves an ass kicking.
And Jesse.
I'm going to have to go with Charles.
Oh, man. Oh, see,
that can't be. We can do that after the show.
Okay. Yeah.
We can make it happen.
We can record it.
I think we should do it during
the
show.
Put it on a bonus episode.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
How about Ozzy then? Ozzy.
Oh,
I'd like to beat the shit out of Ozzy.
You can get a fight with an old man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but yeah.
An old. I bet Ozzy. 2000s Ozzy or 1960s Ozzy?
Whatever.
Come I think on, Ozzy.
Yeah, that is a good question. That is a good
question. Like, yeah, years ago. Still stand up straight.
I think Ozzy could, like, fucking soothe you like a crocodile and just sing, and, like, you'd be, all right, Ozzy, I'm not going to fight you because you're singing.
You're raped like a crocodile?
You know how, like, you calm the crocodile down, you pet his tummy, or.
Punch a crocodile right in his fucking face. Like.
Stick your finger in his cloaca. Never mind.
All right, moving on. Next question. James, what would you want for your last meal? On this earth, last meal.
To a fucking steak.
Yeah. Good answer.
Charles.
I have a serious sushi addiction.
Fill yourself with raw fish.
Eat till you puke.
Sushi's a common answer. Not a common, but
it's a good one.
I don't know what it is, but it's
it would probably
delicious.
Be mine, too.
Yeah.
Ben.
Well, James said steak, so I'm going to say lasagna would be my choice.
Nice.
Okay, way to switch it up. But you lose points for lying.
Could I change my
You want to change it.
Could I change my answer to pussy?
Nice.
Good answer.
All right.
Won't change the score.
Steak
sure,
and pussy
sure.
do go good together.
They do
though.
Go good together, yeah. Little A1 sauce on that. The steak. D, your last meal.
Charles' mom.
Here we go again. She's a beautiful lady.
You'll soon learn that's like our crutch. Yeah, right. It's his mom.
His mom's your crutch. Absolutely. Yeah.
If you could see her in that zebra bikini.
Jesse.
You know what? I'm going to have to go with Charles Sushi.
See now? Sushi?
Yeah. That's probably my favorite.
I thought
right
you were going to say my mom again.
No.
Your mother's a whore.
All right. And
whoa.
We're going to.
Going too far.
All right. Now we're going to get to the final question before the rapid fires. This is I just need a yes or no answer, gentlemen. You can ask for qualification before you answer. But I just need a yes or no answer. This is the bacon question.
Oh, sweet.
You're going down on a girl, and you find a piece of warm, crispy bacon in her vagina.
Marry her.
Do you eat it?
Oh. Yes.
You marry her.
Yeah.
No.
Huh? What? Yes.
No.
Okay.
You
four
don't
out of
bacon?
Five say yes.
You are a fucking liar.
No, I don't eat the fucking bacon, dude.
You do too.
No.
Do you appreciate
the
video?
Would you appreciate
he
the bacon
is.
Flavor in the
funny
vagina?
Funny you should ask.
He's Jewish.
He is totally.
Yeah,
Jewish.
I think it's a flavor in the vagina
issue.
It's a religious thing.
Yeah. Pigs are filthy animal.
Not supposed
That's
to.
Right. It's not kosher.
I wouldn't eat no dog either.
Yeah. See.
I won't eat a dog, but I'll eat some motherfucking bacon right now.
Especially wrapped in pussy.
Hey, Nick, you want to do some rapid fires while I
sure.
total
well,
up
don't you notice everything that tastes like shit, they wrap it in bacon, and then good
That's
to
not
go.
True.
It makes bacon taste bacon
All right, rapid fire questions for Nuke Vegas. Here we go.
True.
All right.
False.
James.
26.
Number, James, Elvis or Beatles?
Oh, Elvis.
Elvis.
Oh, there we
talking
go.
To
Good
Elvis.
Man.
Charles. Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Fuck
Elvis.
Ben.
Elvis.
D.
It would be Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll.
Yeah. So,
Jesse. Sure.
Good man.
Elvis.
Good man.
Damn, it's Elvis band.
Elvis band. You guys are the best.
I think Elvis, if he lived long enough, he would have liked metal.
He died like a champion.
All right.
Exactly.
What a great place to wait
on
to die.
The toilet. All right, let's go.
Reading a book about
the king died on the throne, baby.
Reading a book about anybody know? Anybody know? Rick,
car mechanics,
masturbation.
No, Rick.
I know this, and I can't think of it.
Rick Santorum.
It is Rickshaw. It was said it was a book about the Shroud of Turin.
That's right.
But it has also been said that it was totally a porno.
All right, there goes the rapid fire.
That's just like how they changed the story to say that they didn't knock his teeth out with the hammer.
Exactly.
All right, James. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Ooh, easy. Don't answer this wrong or you're fucking out.
He already said Beatles.
Sex Pistols?
Ooh.
Yeah, good answer.
Rare form.
What if
Clash your sex with Solo?
What if I don't give a shit
to
either
Charles?
Way, you're replaced too.
That's okay.
That's
a good answer.
That's okay. That's a good answer. Yeah.
Ben.
Sex Pistols.
Yeah.
Joe Strummer is one of the greatest musicians of all time.
Nice.
Clash.
Welcome
even though
to the club, bro.
I'm not
that's
a fan of Mick
fan.
Jones. Not a fan. Joe Strummer is perfect.
You don't like Big Audio Dynamite?
No, I don't, sir.
I'm with you there, Jesse.
Jesse?
Sex Pistols.
Sex
or Clash?
Pistols.
Yeah.
Sex Pistols.
All right. We got two Sex Pistols.
I like you guys.
Note to self.
You're on my team.
Wait. You guys all know that Sid Vicious really couldn't play the bass, right?
Yeah.
I don't care, dude.
Did I know that? No, but awesome. It's my surprise. No.
Awesome show, though. Doesn't matter.
They wouldn't even plug him in.
Maybe if I listen.
Chewbacca's right, going to ask questions.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Is that even a question?
Star Wars. That is a question.
James?
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Thank you. Yeah.
Ben.
Star Wars.
Wars. I mean, Charles.
Oh, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Trekkies. Everybody's are, Star Wars and Elvis.
Yeah.
All
right.
Fuck
weed,
yeah.
Weed or beer?
Oh, that's a trick question.
Weed. Weed.
Weed.
Weed.
Can I get some weed in my headphones?
Turn up the weed, Rick.
All right.
You hopped up on that weed.
Oh, that's unanimous.
You've been smoking that wacky
if you're going to smoke pot, be prepared to spend a lot of time laughing with your friends.
The marijuana addict, unlike most other narcotic users, prefers company when smoking the drug.
Okay. All right. Blind or deaf? One more.
Yeah, blind or deaf.
Who's first?
I'll have to take deaf.
Interesting choice for a musician. Sure? You play the drums, so you could do that deaf. Blind or deaf?
Can I choose something else?
Nope.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yes, eunuch.
You can't speak.
Let's go blind. I would not like to be blind. No, I would like to be blind.
I would rather be blind, yes.
Blind.
Blind music.
Wow. You guys got a lot of common.
You guys
run into each other.
You click.
So you're going to listen for the fucking door in front of you or what?
Oh, so we're going to stop some shit you can use?
All right, so I got your point totals here.
So your weakness is being
rounding
black.
Out the bottom is Charles and his mother with 50 points.
Not very 24-26. Yeah.
Rounding out the bottom.
not far away is James with a lovely score of 69.
Yeah.
69.
Pulling his way pulling his way into the top tier. We got Ben with 78 points.
All right.
And then D and Jesse. D or who's Jesse, who's number one with 120 points?
120?
Who got 120 points between the two of them?
Wait, which one was fuck Charles Mom?
I give up.
It is, in fact, D is our big winner with 120 points.
Nice D.
There's a hole in the wall in the other room. Please to be sitting back for your prize later.
You probably want to disinfect that hole.
Yeah, you probably want to disinfect that hole.
Nah.
No, he doesn't. No.
Dick's coming very soon.
So that is the worst little quiz of the world. Thanks for playing, guys.
All right. Wait, did I get a bag of Doritos or something for that?
No. Nothing?
You can.
I'll give you some stickers.
Some more free beers. Yeah, free beers and stickers.
Right. Here.
Yeah.
Here's a beer. You win.
I'll take a beer.
Pass the beer.
Congratulations.
Let's have another song.
Yeah.
Song
yeah, kids. It's time for another song.
Song, a little
wrap up. Hi, Jesse.
Another
we'll
song,
miss you.
Call
the
it
room.
Night. It was a close game there, right up until the bacon question.
Yeah.
And that's really what put D over
it usually,
the top.
It separates the men from the boys.
Yeah.
I like bacon. What can I say?
And they all answered
like
Elvis,
like
which Rory likes.
Yeah, well,
a lot.
I didn't give bonus points for that this week.
You did not?
No. Well, they were all even there.
As far as
you need to assign points,
you got...
Well, you can't. It's
the penultimate.
It's tough. Don't get me wrong. The Beatles are amazing, but there would be no Beatles without
Elvis.
The Beatles themselves were huge Elvis
really
fans.
Right. That's
exactly.
A logical way to look at it.
And what? Elvis was terrified of the Beatles.
They're a bunch of drug users.
And
did
Roy Orbison.
In America.
Oh, my God. What's up with these freaky guys? Why are they talking like this?
They better stay up there in England.
Damn, Priscilla.
Using all them drugs. I wouldn't know nothing about that. Where are my pills?
Priscilla, put on them white panties and calm me down.
I'm having one of my attacks. Give me my attacks.
Wait, what the fuck are we doing?
Sold my soul.
Sold my soul for an ounce of blow.
Oh, whoa, it hit the brakes. Sold my soul for a rainbow bread, though.
This is a song about happy stuff.
Yeah. Song about cocaine?
No.
This is Reno. It's about meth. What do you think?
Oh. The world goes up your nose. What is that line about, man?
The whole song is pretty much, it's about kind of what it's like to be a drug addict and realize that you're pathetic. Yeah. And it's kind of the, you know, I'd do anything, you know, to get my fix. I would sell my soul. And then when that's gone, you realize there's nothing else to sell. It's just, you know.
I like it. It's heavy cool. Shit.
That was good.
Thanks.
It's a good song.
But I think that brings us kind of to the close of this week's episode. We're looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, wait.
You know what? No. Excuse me. Right.
Hold on.
Never even asked you guys, like, plugs. Like, do you have a website?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Website? What's the name?
Well, we're on Facebook, of course.
Yeah.
And we're on Reverb Nation.
Okay.
And NukeVegas.com. We're
okay, you
Bandcamp
own...
also.
Okay, yeah. Right on. And you got any upcoming shows in the Reno area that we should know about?
We have one for May 25th.
Okay.
It's a ways out there, but we're going to be playing at Davidson's.
Yeah.
Nice.
We play Davidson's quite a bit.
We don't have much because Jesse just had his shoulder rebuilt.
Yes.
Yeah, so we heard like this is the first performance since you got back from
Oh, wow. Actually, it's only the third time playing in the last, what, 2 months?
Eight weeks.
Oh, wow.
How's it feeling? I mean, you play the drums with a fucking rebuilt shoulder.
Yeah, it still hurts pretty good, you know, but some of the motion's back. I mean,
does it hurt so good?
Yeah.
You got to play through the pain.
6 months total recovery, you know, but slowly but surely. But drums doesn't really affect it because, you know, it just when it comes out.
Right. Yeah. What happened?
Dislocations.
Oh, okay.
Too many.
Tell them how you dislocated.
No.
Oh, come on.
Masturbating?
Those stupid fucking those new skateboards? Caster they only got two boards. Wheels on them. Yeah, the caster boards. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how.
That seemed like jackass.
For sure.
He was rocking it, though, right before.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
no, I got
right
it down.
Time until he fell.
I got that shit down, yeah, and then...
Wow, that sucked.
Concrete's harder
we like
the older
that.
You get.
Yeah. We like that. You were trying to get your thrills, and you got hurt.
Yep, that's for
rad,
sure.
Dude. We have respect for that.
That's extreme.
Just another skateboarding injury.
Fucking and then you come back and play drums and
yeah,
get your arms hurt. Nah, for rock and roll.
Yeah, I can't give it up, man. That's why I got the surgery, so I could play.
Keep rocking.
Good,
yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
You skating again?
No.
No,
unfortunately, my career is over.
Pick one of the other.
For sure.
Totally. I picked guitar a long time ago, dude. I took like when the rock gets caught under your tail and you or your wheel and you just fucking go forward and fly and hit the cement.
No.
It's like, if I'm going to play guitar, I got to quit skateboarding right now. I totally understand that.
All right, so Josh, what do you got coming up here?
I got a couple things I wanted to recommend. Good friends, Elephant Rifle, are playing
Saturday
at the Holland Project, all ages show.
Brad Bynum.
Four fucking rad bands, the Elephant Rifle, and The Indoors, and White Coward, and Haunted Horses.
Yeah.
Great, great fucking bands, all ages, $5, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday the 7th. And also, keep in mind, the Reno Aces are coming back this week.
Woohoo!
And it's a great way to spend an afternoon.
Taking my daughter to the home game opener on Thursday.
Start off, they're playing 8 home games in a row.
Fucking
starting off Thursday, April 5th, is their home opener. And then they're playing all the way up till the 12th every single night here in Reno.
Get out there and support your Aces.
Yeah, please go. It's
the best ballpark in town.
It's awesome. The beers aren't cheap, but the admission's cheap.
The admission's cheap, and that helps.
So bring a flight.
That's fun, dude. Baseball.
And you can walk. You can walk there and get hammered if you live near it.
Yeah, if you live near it, then you can walk there, yes.
And their players are going to be on major league teams
eventually
in the future.
Yeah.
Or they used to be.
Or they used to be. Either way, you're seeing
it's, like it's really high quality baseball
athlete.
And a great
it's still top level.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like none of us could do that.
Yeah. It's the closest thing to major league baseball that Reno's ever going to get. So
and some pride, man. We love this town.
It's fucking good.
And they named them the Aces. What a cool name.
And I actually built the bathrooms.
Just like the tattoo
and if you take a shit in there, you'll notice that the block work looks really lovely.
Yeah, that's right. Chewy fucking made that shit.
Charles.
No. Eye contact, buddy. Eye contact.
Yeah, you still all lost the game.
No idea what that was about.
You still all lost the game, though, if anybody's playing.
If any of the block doesn't look good, too, you can blame a man named Tumbleweed from Las Vegas.
What else, Chewy?
What else you got?
That's really all I got. I mean,
Rick, do you have anything?
The bathroom was done by Chewy and Tumbleweed. My favorite duo.
What do you got going on, church?
I'm going out of town to go to church. That's kind of sad, isn't it?
Praise Jesus.
But very soon, like in a couple weeks, I'm recording the new Slut Fungus album. Which
ooh,
I cannot. Dude, and those guys have gotten so
much
better.
With the sexy midget that you love so bad?
Dude, I'm not even going to... I don't want to freak them out before they get here in case they hear this. But yeah, wouldn't it be great if later I would be...
Fucking midget!
No, dude, I am terribly excited about that, but I'm gonna play it cool and act like I don't care. But yeah, no, they're fucking rad. They've gotten way better. Like I like them before,
as fuck, dude.
But
they're
they've
punk
been
as fuck.
Their first album was great, but dude, I heard their demo tape. They sent me like stuff that they've been working on lately, and they fucking have really improved. I can't wait to work with those guys. So
cool!
Awesome,
and we're planning the next barbecue in the backyard.
Yes, great
June
undiscovered.
June 2nd, and and we're only going to be able to have 12 bands and Rory.
Yes, I have my own half hour set.
Is Rory playing first so I could sleep?
I'm playing in the mid afternoon.
I want to talk Rory into first so that we can have 13 bands and Rory. But I don't know if he's
are any and my band's in there.
You won't play when there's no audience, huh?
No, fuck no, dude.
You're fucking up my disc, man.
It's going to be good.
You
trust me.
Okay, as long as you're good, I'll
trust
be.
Me.
Are any of my
live
bands in there,
across the street from Bullies, I'll just go over there.
Yes. Well, no, maybe. There's a chance that Liver Scars is playing. And oh, a Candy Shop's playing, right?
Yay, yeah. Candy Shop.
So sweet. At least right. Liver Scars and
yay.
Candy Shop.
So keep
no really, present.
And there's yay. Like 10 bands that I want to have, but we're trying to
right.
keep it.
It's hard,
50,
man. I get
and we
it.
Want to keep it. Because we make a disc of the live sets afterwards, we're trying to keep it half bands that we're familiar with from previous discs and half new bands.
Right.
And so we've already got. And so I really wanted to invite Present. I really wanted. There's a bunch of bands that I want to have on again, but we want to get some new blood in there too. So it's,
yeah, that's
it's
cool,
a tough
man.
Call.
Understand.
The list isn't 100% set, but it's very nearly 100% set.
Very
so.
Cool. For cool. you guys just staring blankly, Rick throws a big rock show in his backyard once a year.
Oh. Yeah, we have 14 bands. We record everything like, multi-track with the audience too and put out live discs afterwards. Yeah.
Third really or fourth fun. Year yeah. doing it?
God, it, the first one. Well, if you count the ones
the
that
baby
turned
shower.
Out well,
yeah, just the ones
if you
that
count
turned
the ones
out well.
That turned
how long
out well,
have you been
we've
doing
done
it?
Four.
No, the, okay, the first one was Riku's baby shower.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. All right. And so that was no more than five years ago.
Yeah. And then yeah. I had cool. some drunken recovery years where I was getting better from being a drunken loser. And then we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 since then. And but the very first one was such an absolute failure.
Yeah, so it was awful.
I tried to do it myself. We had it too early. It was freezing cold. I failed. I fucked up a lot of stuff. I found out you can't run an entire show by yourself. Now I get help and it turns out great.
Good.
So thank you, Reno.
So yeah, stay tuned for details. We'll be talking about that more as we get closer.
Absolutely.
What do you got going on this weekend, Nick?
When does the Present CD come out?
Here's what's crazy is by the time you heard this, dear listeners, I will have played at Loud as Folk.
That's tomorrow night.
Spike
yesterday.
McGuire's.
That's yesterday, everyone.
Acoustic show. This is 1 year anniversary, and I played with Kevin Seconds and Kep Gooley from the Groovy Ghoulies and Franz from the Hold Steady. Also, Jesse French, Sil Shoda, and Todd Ballow. And me, we're all on
Todd
the bill.
Todd Bellow, future guest
and it was
of the show.
Fabulous.
How
she
was
should
Todd
have
Bellow?
Been there.
Was it good?
It was great. Right. Yes, it was fucking fabulous. She should have been there. But anyway, that was the recent past. And then coming up after that, which is – this is totally funny. Oh, and then next week we got the 10th. We got Candy Shop at the Alley with Goddess and She.
Yeah, that's
and Knowledge Lives Forever. Who fucking
they fucking
yeah,
rule?
Yeah, you guys
Chewbacca
dig it.
I recommend them.
Yeah, highly.
Very that's cool shit.
Big rule.
And then let me see what else I got. Oh, and then I really want to remind everybody, please come out to Present CD release party because ooh. This CD is fucking ripping.
Amazing.
Rick is a producer on it, and it's 10 fucking songs for $5. You can't
check it out.
It's fucking great CD.
Really,
50 cents a
really
song,
good.
That's a pretty good deal by anybody's standards.
Amen.
If you like, let's say like the Minutemen, or if you like Clutch, or if you like REM mixed together, you'll like Present. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And check it out. We're playing with the Gunner's Daughter and Big Remote. So that's a
dude,
good show.
Just
that's
that show,
just
would
a killer
be awesome.
Show, right?
Yeah.
But you get the CD too. And then the following Saturday, we're going to be doing the ICS project, which
yeah,
is
on
the
14th there, yeah.
The Composition Society. Immersion Composition Society.
Immersion Composition Society. Yeah. We force each other to write music all day
write
long.
Music all day and then show it that night.
And it's all awesome-ish.
And then following that out the same day on Saturday, I'll be with the Liver Scars at Shay's Tavern. Playing some punk rock for your fucking
Mr. Busy Man.
Liver Scars of Shays is a good time.
Town.
Well, I just have a couple things for this upcoming weekend that I'm going to run through real quick. On Thursday, Winter Music Series at the Alley, Asphalt, Socialites, Mary Jane Rocket, Miss Fritz, and Up Against It. Let's see. Friday is Morgan's Music Marathon with Big Bad Boogie Monster, Big City Hoedown, and Red Mercury at the studio on 4th.
Fucking rad.
Over at Swill, we've got Michelle Pappas and my good friend Tara Connolly.
Fucking rad. I love Michelle.
Saturday you got the Holland Project. Inner Zone is also happening.
Inner Zone this Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Inner Zone. If you like all that 80s club music,
yeah, Nitzer Ebb and KMFDM,
DJs,
fucking,
and if Rusty Ronan and TV One.
I am so pissed. This is gonna be the second one I'll be out of town for. But go there and tell me what I missed.
Totally.
And then also for myself on the 13th, I'm going to be emceeing the NorCal versus North Nevada punk rock show out at the Alley with the Firebombing and other bands that I really should remember but don't. So come see me hanging out at the merch booth.
Pick up a sticker.
So yeah, so sorry we're not going to have a show next week. Rick is a faggot.
It's my fault. After
but
this,
you already knew that.
I swear you guys, this is
going to have a gay holiday.
Zombie holiday. I swear this
it's
is
all
it.
Pastels.
After this, we'll be back to a show every week, I promise.
Okay, so you better.
This is not going to continue.
Okay. All
right. You know what? On the present show, I never said where it's at. It's at the Underground.
Oh, there you go.
At the treehouse at the Underground.
Slow, confused thinking and defective judgment.
Yeah,
right. No, play the Nick one where Nick sometimes thinks or whatever.
His friends know better, but Nick feels like exploring.
No. Play the one about how I can't think before I talk.
You can't think before you talk? Wait.
Lucky for Nick, he is not alone.
Oh, I know this one.
No, Nick doesn't stop to think until it's too late.
That's the drop. That's
fucking
drop.
Nick.
I have a whole handful of shit that's just for Nick.
Okay, I'm a little bit high and to the left.
All right, so James, Charles, Ben, Jesse, and Dee, thank you so much for being in the studio tonight.
Thanks for having us.
That was some great stuff. Everybody should go out and check out Nuke Vegas. Was it May 25th?
May 25th.
May 25th. Please check them out at Davidson's Distillery. It's going to be a great show.
It's not until May 25th?
Yeah.
It's like 2 months away.
You need to book another show. Put it on Facebook.
We might.
Check out their Facebook to see upcoming dates.
Do you guys want to do one more song to close this
I think they should. We got all this bullshit set up.
Yeah, we got to set up one more. Do one more song.
I'm going to sign off now anyway and end with a song. All right. So for Dogwater Dick, Chewy, and Nick Ramirez, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd telling you good night, ladies.
I'm gay as fuck.
Yeah.
Gay as fuck.
Is that what we're playing? Counterfeit?
Counterfeit. Wait, are we starting now?
That was the practice tap in.
Okay.
could at least meet my pussy.
No, it's not possible. I can't meet your pussy, no.
Backwater Studios.
Why don't you try the Burns Agency? They specialize in pussy that won't smile.
Oh, thank you.